So it was so heavy it couldn't carry it around.
That's why he couldn't keep its own head. Get him, send the clock. We used to run home. So he came, send the clock.
Oh, it was Madiketan. Okay. Did you know Madiketan?
It's a king, it's a Madiketan.
Madiketan. And that thing scared the living. And at night you hear, because there's dogs on chains.
We went to Fixback once, Habo San. Now, you know Fixback.
Lesotho is dark.
It's dark and it's close to the Lesotho border. No street lights, nothing.
Uh-huh.
Then at night, I swear, one day, we just heard. No, we didn't see it, but we heard.
What?
It was probably a dog dragging a chain or something. Do you understand? Mari, because of Ngondo Eli. Yes, that's bro. However.
Anyway, are you guys good?
We are good. Ready?
We are good. Hey, tada.
Hola, 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 hola.
Gents?
Chapuzet, chapuzet.
How are you? Mr. Tateship? Welcome.
Very loose ship, yeah.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Tired.
Are you tired?
I'm waiting for some.
Bro, trying to steer the Tateship. And it's not steering. Come on, the head is on there. The ship is supposed to go there.
Are we back on the head thing?
The head is sinking the Titanic.
Okay, I'm sorry, gents. How's it?
I'm good,
man.
Are
you good? Good, buddy. Good, buddy.
There at the back, are you good? We've got a new guy at the back, Jason.
He's running a tight ship.
And Liam, how's the packing going? Are you packing? I get it. All the white people want to leave now because the expropriation bill.
Oh, yeah.
So, I just want to find out how far you are.
Oh, I never expected that one. I never expected it.
So, on the show today, welcome once again, Shane. I didn't even expect that one myself. Mm. It just came out, sorry. As usual, we've got I Want That Car again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Someone wrote to us, Mulemo. Mm-hmm. He's Linda's friend, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Why is everyone?
They all of, because they never sent to the show. But anyway, Mulemo is a 30-something-year-old businessman.
Mm-hmm.
He's also a family man from Johannesburg, and he's been thinking about the family SUV.
Mm-hmm.
He saw the Tiggo Pro 9, your car, the one that you are in love with.
Mm.
And he just thinks it looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks it looks like a Range Rover.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been looking for a family SUV.
Mm-hmm.
So now, at this juncture, he's thinking, you know what? Maybe.
I think that's a big question.
I can go into the Tiggo Pro 9. So this is what he wants from us.
Mm.
Nah? Number one, what is a Pro 9 engine specs?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, how much does it cost?
Mm-hmm.
What is it, not what is it worth, but is it worth him taking the risk buying the car?
Mm-hmm.
Most importantly, what does it compete with in the market? So its competitors.
Mm.
And out of that competition, would we still put it ahead or would we recommend something else? Nah?
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to remember this, it's for the wife. However, when there are family functions, social functions, gatherings, he's going there with the car.
Weekend.
So Ubatauri, when he gets there, he must get there and he mustn't be seen driving a cheap imitation of a Range Rover.
Mm.
Because Vela Giri Ito, but you have to with the rain.
So, were you guys rehearsing that?
Yeah, well, I get you late.
You're late.
So what
tight ship, we're running a tight ship.
Tight ship, we had to practice because we're waiting for somebody. Late.
So, yeah, man, that's the brief for this week's I Want a Car. Look,
oh God.
I think that's when... No.
You just copy and paste, right?
No.
No,
same car.
Me, I love this car. And I've been waiting.
Clearly.
I've been waiting for the opportunity. Last week was the other week. Was it last week or the week before?
It was X5,
it was X3. X1,
X7.
X1, X3.
X99, something.
Mm-hmm.
But this week, this is what I recommend. Look, Tiggo Pro 9, I've seen it.
Where?
On the net. Okay. No, I haven't. I get it's not here.
Mm.
I didn't like how it looked when I saw the testing.
Really?
The outside. Nah, personal. I liked how it looked on the inside. It looked a little bit not real, man. Have you seen the movie Time?
I haven't seen the movie, but is it too futuristic?
Yeah, it's too futuristic for me. The way it looks.
Okay.
You know, maybe them like a one.
Okay, first question. Do you think it's a fake? What do you think he can buy it?
Here's my thing. just to answer him through and through. Mm. Don't buy it. Rather buy 2023
X3. But how much are those?
X Drive.
2023, probably 800,000 around there.
95.
But the thing is that the Tiggo Pro 9 is a 7-seater.
It's a bigger car.
What is it coming in at then?
It's coming in about that price. I think it's
just under a million. Yeah. That's what we are estimating.
But it's a 7-seater.
So, okay, before I then go into my car, give us a little bit breakdown. Breakdown of the Tiggo.
It's a 7-seater. This guy said it 2 weeks ago.
No, Mark, I get it. Mulemo wants to know. Maybe Mulemo wasn't watching the show.
It's a 7-seater. You were here.
Mulemo wants to know.
It's a 7-seater.
1.5 liter turbo.
Engine spec.
It's a 1.5 liter turbo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
230 kilowatts.
Mm.
It is a 7-seater.
It's PHEV, I guess.
Yeah, it's a PHEV, yeah. So it's got, power. I'm not sure about the torque, but...
When is it in the country?
It's coming this year.
This year sometime. We just don't know when. Yeah.
Okay. Let's put it this way. It's a 7-seater. It's under a million. It comes with a 1.5-liter engine. And I think it comes with a million warranty engine.
10 years, a million,
10 year, million.
10 year, million.
Mm. Yeah, that means. And I double-checked that. Mm. It's the engine, gearbox, turbo, and the battery. Mm-hmm. It covers that.
Okay.
And then there's a 3-year, 60,000, I think. 3-year, 60,000 service plan.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I explained it to you at the time. So the warranty is pretty good.
Mm.
So it's under a million. It's a 7-seater. It's 1.5. Yes, I mean, all Chinese cars come with two screens, and cars nowadays are Michael Knight.
Very futuristic.
Very futuristic. So, you are competing with other 7-seaters. So, X3 is extremely small.
Then, this one.
Look, I don't think it's extremely small if you look at the cubic meters, but you can't fit 7 people in there. And if you had to say X5, I'd say maybe.
So, but
which is still not a 7-seater.
Not a 7-seater.
That's fine.
And it's a small, it's an MPV, SUV.
Is it a small SUV? What do they call them?
Well, it is an SUV. The X3.
X3.
Tiggo Pro 9 and these 7-seaters, they're not big SUVs.
But a Pro 9 is a big SUV.
So is he more on the size, or is he more looking for size, a good quality SUV?
If he's interested in the Tiggo Pro, it's the size and the looks, I think. So far, that's what we have.
Yeah.
So he didn't say much about the performance, but the size and the looks.
And he's more interested to know, again, Jorge, is it a good car? Mm. Should he consider it? That, I think, you can consider it. I think Chinese have kind of...
They've established themselves. And when a manufacturer puts such a big warranty behind their name, you know you've got peace of mind.
The retail values. In fact, I was reading somewhere, they're becoming on... You know what, once, if you want to know if a car is popular, if hijackers are hijacking it, it's also now, I think, top 6.
Tiggo?
Yeah.
Which one?
The Cherry Tiggo something. I'll check it out. I'll come next week and I'll tell you.
Popular one.
Yeah. It's also now number 7 on the hijacking list. Man. I saw it. I was reading
it. There now?
Yeah.
So now
you're going to see it.
You know, okay.
Look, what I'm saying is...
Yeah. Tiggo Pro 9.
So it's a 7-seater. So I think... Look, if you think it's a good-looking car, get it. I think there are better cars out there to satisfy the same need, the itch.
And in terms of
but
price...
But it's not the X... No.
I think, again, you've missed it, my friend.
Again.
Like, way off the mark.
Tight ship. You mustn't say anything.
You walked into a shooting range with blindfolds.
You must just
can't hit any target.
Everyone was like, we are going this way. And
just
you went
come with your car.
That way. Okay, Tuzo.
Right, so... Again, for me, we're talking about a car that's not here yet, right? And it's a good-looking car, 7-seater. And at the price point that we're expecting it to come in at, I don't think it's got much competition if you look at what it offers.
Mm.
Unless if I didn't do my research properly. That the best thing I could find is a Ford Everest. Right. Now they're not the same thing. It's more rugged and all of that. But the Platinum specifically is a nice spec. It's got road presence, those silver bits, the silver mags. When he uses it and he goes to places, he'll look proper. It will do the 7 seats, and it's got decent performance for more or less the same price. The Platinum, you'll find maybe a demo, 1 year used, just under 1.1. So it's in the ballpark. I couldn't find anything else, and that's what I see as an alternative. But I'd probably still wait for the Tiggo Pro if I were.
The GWM, what? Tank 500. Did you see that one?
Because I was looking at that as well. But price-wise,
it's just over, just a little bit over a million.
But guys, he also said it's a wife's car. I mean, I think those two cars, Tank 500, they're huge cars.
Mm-hmm.
They're very huge cars. Again, I did my homework. So both of you went that way.
Here we go.
Of course.
Both always. Of you went that way and I went this way.
I didn't go that way. But anyway, carry on.
Somebody was late. I got the right one.
Speak. And tell the people.
Okay. I'm saying, look for a Mazda. CX is 90.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Someone 2-3 weeks could not stop talking about it, someone in this show. Hey, it's good. Hey, it's got the... Hey, hey. So I can't remember.
So what does it have?
No, it's a 7-seater. It's
good.
It's a 7-seater. Mm-hmm. It's a 6-cylinder engine, so it's got power. It's 7-seater. It's good looking. It's got presence. It's actually got a 3-year motor plan. You can get this 900,000, I think, brand new.
But we don't have it yet, so I don't know. I don't have price.
The 6-seater. The
CX90. We don't have
the Mazda.
Unless I'm mistaken.
What's a Mazda?
We've got the CX60, the one I recommended a few weeks ago. Yes,
CX60, that one. Yes. Not the 690. Yeah. So my mind.
CX60. So which one are you recommending? CX60. 90 or 60?
60.
60 is not a 7-seater?
Which one's the 7-seater that you
it's
recommended?
It's the 90, and we don't have it yet.
Yes, that one.
Oh, you went 90. That way. Totally went that way.
I want the 90, man.
Everyone is lost on this ship.
Where am I? Let me look at this.
You said 90.
You've got the 90 so here.
I've got the 90. It's going to cost around about $1.1 million,
mm-hmm.
$1.2 million.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the 6-cylinder engine. It's a 7-seater. It's a Mazda. It will have 3 years unlimited warranty. It will be a brilliant car. It will last longer than the Tiggo. And it's got everything.
My only thing is when I searched, I love this car. Mm. I would give it to you 100%. Mm.
Thank you.
But we might not be getting it. It's not clear. They haven't. Mazda hasn't actually stated.
Yes.
So I did think of it, but
yes,
there's a big question mark.
I also saw that 690. I thought you talked about the 90. I like the 90.
Mm.
The 60, the big one. Hey?
No, 60. The 60 is the smaller one that I recommended a few years ago.
The 90,
the 90 is the big one. Yes. The 7-seater. Yes.
The 90, it's
we might not be getting it
because Mazda is not.
If we are getting it, good choice.
So we agree.
If we are getting it.
So, gentlemen.
But it might not be coming. You might be selling him dreams. I'm selling him a car that's on the road.
Tiggo's not here.
But it is coming.
But we know that is coming.
This
one we don't know.
We know it's coming.
It's been on the American roads for a while now. It's still not here.
It's coming. It's coming.
What? Are you just guessing? You're hoping?
I know.
Hope is not a strategy, my friend.
It's coming. I know it's coming. I know it's coming. They've been talking about it a lot.
What we are saying then is that if he doesn't want to go for the Tiggo Pro,
I wouldn't go for Tiggo Pro.
You wouldn't?
I'd go for the Mazda. If it's not there, then go for Tiggo Pro.
Okay.
Yeah.
If the Mazda is not coming, I'm agreeing with Linda.
So we're saying that
go with the Tiggo Pro.
Look for the Mazda.
But as an alternative to the Tiggo Pro in the market, okay, you mentioned the Hava. I didn't look at those. We can look at them.
H9.
Yeah, but the Everest, I think, will tick some boxes, but. Wait for the Tiggo Pro, my man. Try it out. I'm looking forward to it still.
Okay,
for a reason.
The bottom line is wait for the Tiggo Pro. It's a good car. Mm. It's got good warranty. Mm. The resale looks like it's going to be fine.
Have we then answered his questions? Is it a good car?
Yeah, it's fine.
You both agree?
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying the price is just under...
Yeah, that's what we are thinking from what we
a
know.
A million?
Yes.
Yeah.
Engine spec, we're saying 1.5?
Yeah.
But it's a PHEV, so it's got proper power. 230.
Yeah, so it's 230 got good power, so you shouldn't worry about that.
Yeah.
And the looks...
So with the engine size, there'll come some efficiency at least.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then with
and
the looks, we are agreeing that he won't look
won't
like he's wearing a Fosachi.
Nah.
Fosachi.
No, it doesn't. Look, man, I don't think people take
I don't see
Chery's.
The Range Rover thing, eh?
No, I don't think people take Chery's as fake anymore. Yes, it's part of the
tradition. No, people are buying. Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go, Mr. Molemo. Your car, keep the Pro.
If you can get it, wait for it. It's okay.
Yeah.
Alternatively, get the Mazda 6-9 if it comes, and then ignore these two guys. Who am I looking at? That one. Ignore these two guys. All
right, gentlemen. So I think we agree on that car for this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tiggo Pro it is.
And what?
Not the CX-9. It's not coming.
You so late. If I was walking so slow, I'd be walking backwards half for us.
We are. But we're so late. We're next year.
That is so dumb, bro. That is so dumb.
What do you have What's for up? Us this week, my man?
Anyway, so I came across a story. There are hackers. What do they call them? Not ethical hackers. What do you call them? Good hackers. They hacked into the Subaru infotainment, not infotainment, but the software, the thing that runs the infotainment and everything in the Subaru. Mm-hmm. And they could make certain changes, which was quite scary, you know. If I could just read here. They discovered a way to gain administrator access to Starlink and added themselves as added their own individual accounts. So this thing is run by Starlink.
Yeah. Starlink.
So Subaru's infotainment system links to
That's Starlink. What I believe, unless if it's just called Starlink. Maybe I should have just checked, that maybe it just happens to be called.
He didn't check
his name.
So
they could effectively find and assume control of any Subaru connected to Starlink by entering basic information like the owner's last name and zip code or license plate number. Yep. Once logged in, the hacker could operate the door locks, start to stop the engine, and see the vehicle's current location. Right? Now, they could also pull the vehicle's location history over the previous 12 months. See exactly where it's been and for how long. Personal data was also at risk, including authorized users on their account, physical addresses, and the last four digits of any credit cards associated with their account.
Credit cards?
Yep. Associated with their account. So what happened is they asked their friends who own these cars, like, look, let's try to hack into your car. And they hacked and they found all these loopholes. They did all these things. Then they reported to Subaru, like, listen, you've got a problem here. And they recommended how they can fix it.
It's also a way of making money.
Yeah, cybersecurity.
My thing is that it's a Subaru. There's only six of them. So even if they hijacked it, you'd find it. So no big story there.
But do you understand what it does for the reputation of the brand? Or something like this is possible. So Subaru has to
act. There's only eight of them.
Even if they are selling eight, they will next day
eight credit cards next in total. Day, all that work day, for 12 credit cards.
Next day they want to sell 12.
No, like I'm joking. I know Subarus actually have got a staunch following. Those people buy one Subaru after the other after the other after the other. I'm sure now they've given their daughter the Subaru, they've given their daughter's daughter, they've got their credit cards and their credit cards because I wanted to say something about Subaru drivers. So it's this is scary. But is it only Subaru?
This is the thing that we don't know. They might be able to hack into other systems, maybe CarPlay.
Because I remember there was this big one with the Range Rover in Europe that they come, they can steal the information close proximity with the key, they code it, and then they just get in.
No, they can do it with any car.
Even here, so in
then
SA.
Why do they even then bother with it? I mean, why? Ooh, I'm going to hack into Starlink. Just get that thing in.
Yeah, but for cybersecurity purposes, to protect their vehicles. Yeah.
If you think about this stop-start engines, I mean, you can cause accidents on freeways.
The thing is, you can sell information. Crap. I was watching another podcast that competes with us. They were talking about trackers and stuff and how it helps. They sell information to thieves.
Mm. No, that's always been the case with trackers.
But the thing is that this happened in America, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice,
but for me, what I see here,
we see a loophole. You had to be like, hey, Baba. We've got information.
I mean, funny you're talking about tracker because I was thinking along those lines that the manufacturers can have value-added services. Why must you pay for a tracker if the system can already do it?
Ah, do you see what I'm clever, saying? Yeah.
All of these things. I mean, some of these cars, you'll find You can check its last location. Mm. You know, the app comes with the car. Mm. Its last location, but you can't check its live movement. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Mm. So maybe they could bring in things like that. You don't have to pay for them. So all the things that they discover that are a problem, offer them as a value add, and it's an advantage for the manufacturer.
We know where you are. That's clever.
Do you think the owners of Trek and Netstar would agree?
Look, who cares?
I'm talking about popular cars, not cars that are a cult. that you have to be a cult member, have long hair, and
By the way, that's our new producer, Jason.
Jason, we've got superstars here. There's Jason Bourne and Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson. No, but he said he's Jason.
I will find you.
And I will kill you.
Jason Bourne?
Jason Momoa.
Momoa.
That is Jason Bourne, the way he runs Touchable. Anyways, look, I'm talking about popular cars. Guys, there was a survey done in South Africa about GTIs. And they wanted to find out which is the most popular GTI.
Hmm.
So I want to find out, what do you think the most
the popular? The most popular, not the one we like the most.
The most popular.
Okay.
So what's yours?
Jeez.
No, I said mine is a 5.
Popular.
The most popular.
No, man, popular is a 7.
The least popular. What's the most
least
popular?
Popular.
No,
let's make
the most popular, you say it's a 5?
Uh-huh.
I said the most popular is a 7.
Okay.
And the least, it's a 3 by far.
Three
is least popular.
Okay. At least you know something about cars. Well done, Vanegit. The most popular is a 5.
Mm-hmm.
31.85% of the people said 5.
Okay.
But the close second is 7. 31.4. So the 0.4. The worst ones. And I've got a friend that
the 4 said. Might even be
the 4 and the 3.
4 and the 3.
There's a good friend of mine who's got this thing. He dies by it. Let me give you. Number the most popular one, 31.85. The second popular one, called 7, at 31.4. So they
neck similar. And neck.
And then from that, the third one is a Golf 6 to 13%. So it's not popular. And the funny thing is, a 7 and a 6 and a 5 are the same car. It's just facelift. It's exactly the same car. It's just a facelift. They should have called it a 5.5, actually. And then Golf 2 is the fourth popular. Golf 5, Golf 8. Is a fifth popular, with 5% people saying it's...
I don't know why people don't like that car. I like it.
Nice.
But I realize people don't like it.
It's not nice.
It's got the fourness about it. It's got the softness. And I'm teasing this.
Not soft.
It's not fast. It's not fast. It's a snail, man. I mean, the tortoise can live forever, man. It's going to like... Anyway, so they're not the most popular. So Golf 5, if you've got a Golf 5, keep it. And I don't know why I sold my 7.
And Chilli. Then the least popular?
It's a 4 and a 2.97, 4 and a 3. People could not decide. I think the reason why they could not decide is that there's a VR6 with a 3. So they kind of... But the GTI,
but
you
I
forgot.
Think because of the VR6, it just
the
made
GTI
this
you forgot
one.
It,
we forgot about
no, it's not because of the VR6. They had to do the VR6 because the GTI
because
was so bad.
GTI.
No,
was
I
so
think
bad.
They had to make the GTI bad because of the VR6. They couldn't make it...
Perhaps, but know? That was it, a
and then
a
after
bad
that,
move.
They did the R and the GTI, and then there were two different models.
And Wena, what is your
favorite? My
favorite,
7.5.
The one that you had,
it had the adaptive suspension. It was lighter. It was quick. It was a much more complex car. It was a much more complex.
So,
I like the 5. I like the 5 manual. I think it's got the 5 and the 2. Besides 7, the 2 and the 5. Yeah.
2020.
For me, heart matter. 1 and 2.
1, I think 1 in
one
South
is
Africa,
an icon, man.
I think 1 in South Africa, you won't differentiate it. The problem is they're gonna go to Eldos. It's a rabbit. They're gonna go to Eldos and they're gonna steal it. It's a rabbit and they won't steal it.
But I mean,
and
anything tomorrow, can get stolen. That thing is a classic.
Tomorrow he'll change rims.
No, keep
two
it original.
Rabbit, two small bumper, or big bumper.
Both.
Yeah, that one.
I don't like small. I don't like small.
But I also
like
a small bumper.
I like the
and that thing had good kilowatts. Good kilowatts, good power, and then the.
I've been in a few, but.
So, anyways, I'm talking about popular. Now the least popular. Guys, remember 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago we talked about the fastest selling cars. So now we're talking about the slowest selling cars or the worst selling cars.
The least selling, worst, Bakis, you said.
What's the slowest selling Baki? guess.
Bucky or Bucky-based Bucky. SUV.
It would be maybe somewhere along the lines of Isuzu.
No, Isuzu is popular, man.
Is it?
That's why it does sports, yeah. What would you think?
We've got some of these Chinese kids, they're new on the market. Mm. So they might be there, but we might not have enough information to determine whether they were selling. So out of the established brands, Mitsubishi.
Mazda.
Yeah.
BT50.
Yeah. I don't understand why people don't buy this car. Yeah. It's because you've got one.
No, but no. The first Mazda BT50, the reason why I got it is because it's a Ford. Mm-hmm. Underneath it, if you sketch the thing,
Isn't the second one also a Ford?
Yeah, it's a Isuzu. Which?
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay. The first one is a Ford. The second one is a Isuzu. If you scratch it, the one is Isuzu. Mazda Isuzu.
Isuzu.
That's why it doesn't sell.
So, guys, this is another one. The worst selling VW.
Yo.
You'll be surprised at the answer.
I can tell you.
What is it?
Worst selling, eh?
In SA.
Yeah. Slowest selling.
It's the Touareg.
Sirok.
They don't make those anymore.
Okay.
Touareg.
Caravelle.
Really?
Caravelle, they sold.
I see so many of them.
Yeah, I thought definitely.
I see more Caravelles than Touaregs.
No, but most probably you see a lot of transporters, not Caravelles.
Okay.
They sold 150.
But Kombis there are a lot of. Yes. Transport and Kombi. Yeah, okay. Caravelle, okay. Yeah.
Transport.
I thought you meant the whole thing, the whole model range.
Kombi died. With the small t-shirt. Transporter. Caravelle.
No, please, man.
Are you saying it died car?
No, no. It's an expensive car. It's an expensive car. There's a lot to compete with. There's the stylish. V-class. There's a V-Class. There's an Opel.
Actually heard from someone that test drove that and the V-Class, but that's a few years ago. And he said the Caravelle was better, more comfortable and all of that.
Look,
but because of popular culture, he bought it, a red and white one, in a few months traded it in for a V-Class.
Look, I drove a V-Class. I had the Caravelle.
Peer pressure.
I actually had a Caravelle for a long time. The Caravelle, the T6 or something. The one with that thing had a 2-liter biturbo engine. Full tank of that, I got to PE. Comfortable. It's a bit. And I when I bought that, I test drove the V-Class.
Mm.
The V-Class is actually much more comfortable.
Is it?
It is. Not comfortable, it's much more car-like. Mm. And it's got the I hate that look. The V-Class look. I hate the effing car look.
Mm.
And you see people around your hood.
With the roof box. Because the boot is small. We were talking about it just yesterday, in fact, with the roof box.
But the caravan is smaller. You can move the
seats
forward.
That guy said it was bigger. The boot was bigger.
You can move it forward. You can move the seats. And the seats is what?
Uh-huh,
and the other ones, the seats are actually smaller, but the boot is bigger. It's standard. So, but honestly speaking, it was a four-wheel drive, number one. It's a, what do you call this? VW calls it?
Four motion. Mm-hmm.
So that's better.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
It's got good fuel economy. It feels much more tougher, and you could do. And it's got good speed, good torque, and the price difference between it and the.
I like it.
I genuinely think if I didn't move to where I was going, where I moved, I would still have kept it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would take the Caravelle. Mm-hmm. It's a much more with a four wheel drive, especially. So yeah, I don't know why.
Have you seen the new V-Class?
It's lovely with a big, but again, it's got that effing car thing, man.
It's a beauty, man.
Anyways,
guys, last year, there are cars that sold less than 10 units. The whole of last year. So, let's go.
Someone
number 10.
Got fired.
Number 10.
Someone what do you got think fired. Is a 10? I can't.
What do you think? What is a brand that sold a car that sold 10 cars?
10. In my mind, I've got these small Mahindras, but I've seen more than 10 myself. No, but judge through Bolt, I'm sure they sold a lot. Bolt and Uber, more than 10.
Yeah.
And obviously, yo,
10.
It's a Fiat Tipo.
What is it? Makes sense.
You don't know it. You know the Fiat
Tipo. Oh, the Tipo, I think I've seen it.
I've seen one or two go Uber. Nine. Sold 9 units, but this makes sense. It only sold 9 units.
In South Africa.
Last station.
Bad business.
So those.
This makes sense, though. It's an Audi
9
R8.
Unlucky people.
No, but
decided
the Audi
to
R8
buy.
It makes sense.
R8. No, not R. I'm saying the Tipo.
Seven cars. Which, it sold 7 cars.
Which one? R8. Are you asking us to check? This one. 2 cars, I mean.
R8, they sold 9.
Mm-hmm. R8?
9 of them.
Last year?
Hold over here. It makes sense. I think it's okay. It's okay to sell 10.
Nine. It's a supercar.
Yeah.
Supercars don't sell in high volumes.
7? It's an SUV.
SUV? They sold 7 of them?
No. They sold 7 SUVs. Yeah. That's number 8.
No, they sold 7. I mean, I get it.
It's probably
Fiat Tipo, they sold 10. R8, they sold 9. And then this car, they sold 7.
Probably another Fiat.
It's a Jaguar F-Pace.
Really?
Really, dude.
Why F-Pace, buy, is that you? The one you were talking about.
Why aren't you buying Jaguar F-Pace? That car is a Land Rover.
Yeah, Range Rover Sport.
Like, no, the Velar.
Oh, yeah, Velar, sorry. Yeah.
People are getting fired, going to get fired.
This one sold 6 cars. That
so you recommended a shit car for the person a few weeks ago.
So I recommended.
And you're listening, I did my homework, I've got
you
the best
car.
Shit car.
It's not like you guys are...
I gave the best option, but anyway, let's not go back. It's all right.
Anyway.
You have a fade, like every other black guy around here. Except for Swartz with a small t-shirt. Anyways. You said the t-shirt is smaller.
The t-shirt is getting small. No, nigga. The t-shirt is not getting small.
Hey, this t-shirt shrank when I washed it.
Okay, guys. I've been the same cars. This one sold 6 cars, but this makes sense. I might as well tell you. Ferrari Roma. Fair enough.
You expect that?
There's 2 cars that sold 4 cars the whole of last year. And one is my favorite brand.
Lambo.
Rolls Royce.
Audi A8 S8. Sold 4 cars. That's a problem.
Shit car.
No. Unique car. I mean, you think about it. Jason Statham drives it. Not Tom, Dick, and Harry's. You must be a transporter, Baba, to drive that thing. Oh. Remember that.
Have you watched Ronin?
The Ferrari 818.
Have you watched Ronin?
That's why it's a shit movie. Ferrari 818 also sold 4. Uh-huh. These ones sold 2.
Ferrari 818?
812, sorry.
Oh, 812, yeah. Mm. Super fast. Oh, yeah, super fast. Ooh, yeah, no. But that thing, oof. Yeah,
okay,
no.
These ones sold 2. Mitsubishi Outlander Sport.
Mm-hmm. Can't believe that.
Hyundai Ioniq, which is an electronic car, makes sense in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And a Bike X25, BAIC.
Oh, yeah, you know those. Yeah,
I think they're cute, actually.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people don't. Okay, now, the boss of the bosses sold 1. How many cars do you sell this year?
So much.
So much for a boss. Guys, you must do a marketing.
This could be a probably super high-end car. Or a super low-end Chinese that people are not...
Surprised.
Are not
mid...
Like, hey, Jason, how many cars did you sell? 1. Like, oh, yeah.
Lamborghini Revolto.
No.
Not even.
We don't have many of them on the road yet.
The first one, Mahindra XUV.
No, that's what I thought. Remember, I was thinking of this, my Mahindras.
No, Mahindras.
Have you heard
that
with them? Mahindra Scorpio.
No, I can't believe it.
XUV. I think I've seen XUVs. They're quite nice.
But it can't be one. Okay, one last year, because I've seen a lot on the road.
Another one, there's a guy that we talked about last week. He wanted this car, the Lexus LC Coupe. So, 1 car.
And that's a beautiful car.
It's actually a nice good looking car. And this one breaks my heart.
But I like the convertible.
This one breaks my heart. I don't understand. Why aren't you buying Alfa Romeo Julius?
Julius? What?
Yeah. Not Julius. A Julia. A Julia. Alfa Romeo Julia.
Let's leave it in Julius.
Yeah. Alfa Romeo. Why aren't people buying
Alfa Romeo? Don't even know what it is anyway, except for the one person who bought it. Can we get them to write to us? The one person. Who bought the Alfa Romeo Julius?
You a car guy. Why aren't people buying...
Must you call it the Alfa Romeo EFF?
Why aren't people buying a Julia?
It's a brand thing. It's a marketing thing.
I suppose
it's not top of the mind when people are looking for cars. They'll think Seatlas 3 Series A4.
Anyways,
don't know why, but...
Why would they think A4 over
know,
Julius?
I don't know,
but it happens.
Thank you, guys. I think I'm done. What else? There was something I wanted to tell you. It was interesting.
We wanted to speak about Theodoro, your friend Obiang, from.
Oh yes, you're right. The worst Baki based SUV last year.
Baki based SUV.
So
I
Isuzu.
I wouldn't know.
No, but which one?
The Isuzu's got a Baki based thing. I forgot what it's called, but it's. But it's,
MX,
it's,
but it was a GWM tank, but it only came out last
year. Yeah.
So it makes sense.
I was surprised to see the Isuzu ones. Like, they still make this. And then I checked. I saw they'd been on the market for a while, but there's so few of them.
Yeah, that's it. That's okay. It for me. Fiat. Okay, cool.
What happened to you?
The worst selling brand, by the way, is Fiat.
You wanted to tell us about your friend from Equatorial Guinea and his car collection. Did you forget?
but we'll talk about it. We'll talk about the guy that the other guy slept with the wife of, isn't it?
Whoa.
Don't know what you're saying.
Okay,
anyway.
Look, I'm done.
He's the president's son.
President's son, that's God.
And he's deputy president.
Mm-hmm.
And he's next president in line.
Yes, and he's got a million. He's got. I saw him showing off.
Showing off his Theodoro, man.
Something like that.
I just don't get it.
His cousin probably slept with his wife, ne?
The other guy, isn't it?
He looks like he's got his own 400, like the other guy.
No. He's probably got 1,000. Yeah. All him, and you can see
that the guy's swag. You know, it's a guy like, he's got swag.
I find
and all the cars and everything.
Yeah, I think
I find people like that very weird. When you see him go in swag, there's like, hey, stand there with the camera. I'm going to come down.
Of course.
Like, let me see.
You see the sign outside here?
What?
Do it for the gram.
The clumsiest ones, that like you, when the shot starts, the video starts, you see he's standing there, and then he starts walking.
My question is,
that's so lame, man. Just walk.
You're a deputy president, dude. You're a grown ass man.
Yeah, but you're about the gram as well.
It's about the gram. Remember how you grow up. His father has been president forever, right? So, Ohola Olichi's boy, you grew up in France and what.
But I think he doesn't have taste, honestly.
What cars did you see there?
I mean, it's typical cars that you'd buy, you know?
But those are just the ones in France. I mean, he's got a
penthouse
in New York.
I would get, what's this? Yeah, Mr. Bean.
One of his yachts was
Mr. Bean.
The McLaren one.
The F1.
F1.
Mm. One of his yachts were taken now in Cape Town, and I think it's still being... So he's a rich guy.
Sports?
Anyway, did you see Happy Gordon? Not Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah,
is it Gordon Ramsay? The chef.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He got the Aston.
Aston Martin.
Yeah.
Is it? I missed that.
What do you call these Martin?
Aston Martin.
Oh yes, the.
Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, I'll remember. Yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
He's
the one with the ugly-looking one.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. He's a huge Aston fan, but I'm just dragging it out because. I don't want to talk about this, but I have to talk about it. Hank.
He lost.
Hank.
And we actually, the other show,
we were like, whoa, Hank!
Dude.
Well, it's fine. He came
on
second, third?
Second,
yeah.
It's Hank. Come on, man.
It's fine.
He lost.
It's sports, bro.
It's sports.
He lost to a Saudi billionaire.
Yeah.
So clearly this guy's doing it.
Valkyrie, ne? Aston Martin Valkyrie.
Yeah.
Mm.
This guy's doing it for fun. The Saudi billionaire.
But I always tell you, Fanagit, when there's money, things happen.
Or did he win?
Mm. Yazid Al Raji.
Slow down.
You never know,
bro. No, man. No. Well done to him. I think Hank pulled a good show. I think he did well. With
Yazid,
the budget that he got.
Mm. I mean, Yazid is in a Toyota again. So Toyota, at the end of the
dominating day, the Dakar.
Dominating the Dakar like it has
been. And I heard you telling me about next year some other brand. What brand is that?
Yeah. Defender.
Defender. Are they bringing, I'm sure they're going to bring in the Octa.
It's the Octa, yeah.
Mm.
The Octa is joining the race next year.
It mustn't break down.
That should
you know Land Rover.
Like
no, I love Land Rover. I'm a big fan, but I'm scared of buying one because of its reputation. No, I love them.
So congratulations to Yazid Al Raji. I was saying Al Raja,
Al Raji.
Al Raji.
Nice. Okay. But why must every episode you must carry. Every episode
must what?
Carry on.
So
I think
yeah,
a bad stain on a white T-shirt.
Coach.
That shit doesn't come off. And if you're wearing a nice tight T-shirt like you,
next. That wasn't funny.
It becomes a yellow stain for life, and even after 7 years, you can taste the curry. Like 7 years, 10 years down the line.
You know, I was going to congratulate.
And at this rate, it may start as a small stain.
No,
as time grows, goes, in 5 years' time, it will be this big.
I'm like, this is on the yellow spot. You could smell it outside. You could stare back at your own, like, what?
Like, just, like, how did them swati has arrived? You see the stain through the door first.
No, you can come with bread and do this. And you just say, sky.
Anyway, carry on, my friend.
When they say staying alive, they're not saying staying alive.
No, that's the thing. Nothing.
Staying alive. Staying alive.
Okay,
Raja, we need a sponsorship.
They say Pirates is playing good football.
Yes.
Dude.
They're cooking, man. They're cooking.
Which team?
Hamba Paganea.
Which team is that?
Yeah.
What happens to your team?
I told you,
I just typically got fades, you got small t-shirts, you favor chiefs. Those people are just useless.
So congratulations to Pirates. I think at the moment the strongest team in South Africa by far.
Yeah. Stronger than Sundowns, definitely.
Playing beautiful football. They've just beaten Al Ahly.
Mm.
And you know, if you beat Al Ahly at home, in Egypt,
at home,
we are going for the third one.
No, leave him. Let him embarrass himself. Let him embarrass himself. Because the difference is, we are football lovers. That's why we can get past the fact that Pirates is not our team, and encourage them for good football. And just to educate you on your team, they've only won it once. They'll be going for the second one. So I don't know why you're going on about what you don't know.
Relax.
Carry on, brother.
So
he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Congratulations to Pirates. they had Raja in Egypt and they won.
Mm.
So congratulations to them. And then I think City, Man City, is starting to.
I hope for their sake. Yeah, they're picking up again.
Pick up again. I mean, they've had a terrible. You know, they've had a terrible season, eh? But they're still third on the log.
Mm.
Man United, big mouths. Where? Bagua, number 12. So just to all the Man United fans.
Did you see Jason? I saw him. He just cocked this guy like, hey, Baba.
All the Man United fans can come have some right here off my stomach.
This guy's going to shoot us, guys. He just took out his gun.
So, I think that's the soccer rep. Champions League is still in the stages. Mm. Hasn't gotten to the juicy part.
The league stage, Liverpool
is looking quite good for the title. But we all know Real Madrid,
that's their competition.
They can have a crap season, but put them in Champions a knockout league. Game. Champions League.
Yeah.
They'll show you flames.
Barca's doing well, but we'll
Barca
see.
Barca played well last week.
Mm.
I bet, actually. Here's the funny thing.
See, not a football lover, I told you.
Benfica and Barca.
Mm. Mm.
Freaking hell. Mm. It's 3-0 or 3-1 half time. I'm thinking, what
did
the
you
hell?
Kibetchi.
3-1. No! Kibetchi is a high game, is that? 3-1, I'm like, freak this, I'm gonna go sleep. Hagetsuhausen, Barca won 5-4. I'm like, what? 5-4.
Yeah.
5-4. They won 5-4 from 3-1 down. That's how good.
No, they've got a good team.
And then my new favorite tennis player, I remember I wrote a piece about this guy quite a while back, Yannick Sinner, who won the Australian. You won't remember, but I wrote, this guy made me write a freaking 2-hour piece at tennis, but he won the Australian Open, which is the first Grand Slam of the season.
Mm.
He's the new up and coming. We can't say Federer. Federer is a legend, so Djokovic kind of thing. But I wrote about tennis a little. I want to speak about tennis because it's lost that thing, the rivalry that we used to have along the years. Right now, it's just this guy. He's beating everyone. Once in a while, there's a Russian guy there. There's a German guy there. But Yannick Sinner, congratulations to him. First Grand Slam of the season. Let's see how it goes for the rest of the year.
Good moment.
Not putting money on tennis anytime soon. And yeah, me, I'm done for the day.
Home time.
I'm going to send you 400 videos from your that guy.
Well, there was a thing there. Thank you, guys. Yannick.
So, thank you for the show today. And thank you for pitching up, Tedship.
Eventually. Bye.
Cheers, guys.
And thank you to the guys there. If we don't see you next week, we know
Jason
you've left
shot us.
Because No, Jason is shot. They've left because of the expropriation bill. Oh. So we're gonna have a new guy there at the back, a black guy.
We've got taken the
over.
We've taken
the land in the studio. Is,
yeah, come on, chow guys.
Cheers, sweet.
Tight.
That was 15, eh?